I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The U.S. has stepped up its airstrikes against ISIS militants in Syria. One main goal is to keep ISIS from taking the Kurdish town of Kobani. Today, a Pentagon spokesman said the strikes so far have killed hundreds of militants near the town. But even so, the spokesman admitted Kobani could still fall to the so-called Islamic State at any moment. The limited impact of President Obama's airstrike strategy is inviting a lot of criticism. Some even question whether the White House has a clear roadmap for defeating ISIS. I asked Max Fisher about that. He's content director for the website Vox.com.
It's not totally clear what his strategy is, but it's clear that what he is trying to get to is to deter or end the terrorist threat to the United States or to American interests from the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. The big challenge here is that Obama knows, everybody knows, that in order to sufficiently degrade ISIS so that they won't be a threat, someone has to actually go in and retake all of this territory that they've seized in Iraq and Syria. They control just a huge amount of land. They have oil that they're now exporting, so they have a lot of money. Now, who is going to do it? The United States is not going to do it. We're definitely not going to reinvade and reoccupy Iraq, much less try to do it in Syria. The Free Syrian Army, the quote-unquote moderate rebels, they can't do it because they're not strong enough. Some people are calling for arming them, but Obama doesn't want to do that for the very good reason that they are intermixed at a totally granular level with al-Qaeda, which has a local branch, Jabhat al-Nusra, that's fighting alongside the Free Syrian Army. So arming the moderate rebels would be arming al-Qaeda to fight something that is similar to al-Qaeda, which is not going to be an effective strategy. There's really only one person who Obama could partner with if he wanted to retake and hold territory from ISIS in Syria, and that's Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad.
So how is Obama dealing with the seemingly inevitable alliance with Assad, who was formerly persona non grata?
So right now we are still in a mode where we are pretending that this strategy can work by arming Syria's quote-unquote moderate rebels. But nobody really believes that can work. And you can see that President Obama doesn't believe it can work, which is why he's been slow walking this strategy for years. But, you know, it's pretty telling that there's only one person in the world who's been consistently happy with the U.S. airstrikes against ISIS, and that's the Assad regime, which has gone so far to claim falsely and dishonestly, but to claim that they actually worked with the U.S. on coordinating the strikes. I mean, it's kind of amazing. We were going to bomb Assad a year ago. Now we're bombing his enemies, and we're helping him out so effectively that he's pretending that he's in on it.
President Obama met at Andrews Air Force Base with officials from 22 countries about dealing with ISIS. How much do you know about what came out of that discussion?
I mean, you know, it's possible that someone came in there with a brilliant secret war plan to defeat ISIS. But, you know, you've got a range of states who the only thing they all really agree on is that they are freaked out about ISIS. But there's no anti-Assad coalition to the degree that there's an anti-ISIS coalition. And that is yet another reason that you're going to see that you continue to see President Obama taking a path against ISIS. He really likes coalitions, local partners, you know, international agreements. And something that pretty much everyone can agree on is let's do something about this ISIS thing. What no one can agree on is what do we do about the Assad government? What happens after he falls? Which is why Obama has resisted that even in the early years of the war when it was much cleaner and would have been even less messy than it would be now to topple him.
Max Fisher with Vox.com. Thank you very much.
Thank you.